Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Welcome everyone to the Sunday night edition of the Sound of Living Waters radio blog. My name is Brother Paul, and I'll be your instructor for tonight. And tonight's precept is our examples. Our examples. Before we get into tonight's lesson, let's go ahead and open up. All you brothers, please remove your covers. All your sisters, if you're convicted, please cover your heads. And we'll face the temple in Jerusalem and we'll open up.
Amen.
Oh, great God of Israel, we thank you for this opportunity to gather, Lord. Father, as always, we ask two things on Sunday night. One, that you keep your ever-loving hedge about all your saints, Father, as we travel to and from convocations, and as we just gather in your name and go about our daily lives. Father God, the other is that we ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so we might stay pleasing in your sight. For these and all your blessings, Lord, we thank you in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus. To all who hear my voice and agree, in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, sisters and brothers, today's title of the lesson for tonight, or the precept for tonight, is our examples. Our examples. What we're going to do tonight, sisters and brothers, is we're just going to let the book speak for itself. It's going to be a real simple lesson. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, all night long. We're just going to break down about the first 10, 12, 13 verses of 1 Corinthians 10. And what we're going to do is we're going to show you how the nation of Israel is for our examples. And it's for our examples. When I say our example, I mean the true church, those that fear God and keep His commandments. So let's go ahead and get right into this lesson. We're going to start this off in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. And then I will tell you to please leave a marker here because we're going to be in and out of 1 Corinthians 10 the rest of the evening. 1 Corinthians 10. Brother Jeremy, if you would start this lesson off, sir, start us off in verse 1. 1 Corinthians 10 and 1, whenever you're ready, brother.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Uh-huh.
But with many of them was not well pleased.
Go ahead, bro.
Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things.
Now these things were for our examples, and what was for our example was their behavior. Go ahead, brother.
As they also lusted. neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Uh-huh.
Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 320,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpent. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer.
Uh-huh.
Now all these things happen unto them for in samples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Now all these happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now in some versions, it'll say N samples with an S instead of X samples. An N sample or X sample means the same thing, basically. Only an example with an X can mean good or bad. And when it says N samples with an S, it means it points toward more of an example of goodness. Okay? So now we're going to skip back down to verse 1. Brother, read verses 1 and 2 again. Go ahead.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
All were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were under the cloud and passed through the sea. Go ahead.
Verse 2. And we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
And we're all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Let's go to Numbers, the 9th chapter. Keep a marker here. We're going to come back here. Numbers, the 9th chapter. Numbers 9. And, brother, when you get there, let's pick it up at verse 13. 9 and verse 13. Go ahead.
But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbears to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not that offering of the Lord in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin.
So we're talking about some offerings and whatnot. Go ahead, brother.
And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
So now Moses is just running down what the Lord has given him. He's running down the law to them, and he's teaching the people. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even, there was upon the tabernacle as it were the appearance of fire until the morning.
So you had a cloud by day and a fire by night. Go ahead, brother.
So it was always. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night.
Go to Deuteronomy, the first chapter. Deuteronomy 1, and brother, pick it up at verse 30. Deuteronomy 1 and verse 30. Go ahead.
The Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
Uh-huh.
And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son.
Yes, sir.
In all the way that ye went until ye came into this place.
Go ahead.
Verse 32, yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God.
Go ahead, brother.
Who went in the way before you, to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you by what way ye should go, and in a cloud by day.
Yet in this thing you did not believe the Lord your God, and it's the Lord that was leading them. And he was leading them by fire by night and a cloud by day. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 34. And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth and swear, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see the good land which I swear to give unto your fathers.
And this is what is for our example, the obedience, sisters and brothers, and the disobedience. But we've got this cloud we're dealing with. And it says that this cloud is the Lord our God. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Back to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And, brother, we're going to read one verse, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 10, and read verse 4. 10 and 4. Go ahead.
and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
That rock was Christ. The spiritual rock that followed them was Christ, also known as what? The Word of God. Let's go to John, the first chapter. John, the first chapter. They did all eat the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. John, the first chapter, brother, and pick it up at verse 1. John 1 and 1. Go ahead.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Back in the beginning, when everything was created. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God.
This one known as the Word was in the beginning with God. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
All things were made by the one known as the Word, and without him was not anything that was made created. Let's go to Revelation, the 19th chapter. Let's put our finger on the one that's known as the Word. Revelation, the 19th chapter. Revelation 19. And brother, pick it up in verse 11. 19 and 11. Go ahead.
Verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was faithful, was called faithful and true.
Uh-huh.
And in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew.
He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Go ahead, brother.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God.
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This is that Word of God that we were reading about, John, the first chapter, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that one known as the Word that was God created and made everything. This is that one known as the Word. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. Go ahead, brother. We're going to make clear who this is.
Verse 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
Uh-huh.
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nation, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fire, of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
Go ahead, brother.
And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Sisters and brothers, this is Jesus, our Messiah, we're talking about here. This was the one in John, the first chapter, said was with God, the Father, in the beginning, and created all things. And we're going to deal with Jesus a little bit later. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 10 chapter. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, and brother, let's pick this up at verse 6. 1 Corinthians 10 and 6. Go ahead, brother.
Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
Now these things were for our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. As who lusted? As the people that were in the wilderness, that were being led by our Messiah with the cloud by day and the fire by night. Let's go to Numbers, the 11th chapter. Numbers, the 11th chapter. Numbers 11. Numbers 11. And brother, when you get there, let's pick it right up at verse 1. Numbers 11 and verse 1. Go ahead, brother.
And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp.
Now the people complained, sisters and brothers, and it displeased the Lord. Keep this in mind when you're going about your day. You're complaining all the time, why me, Lord, why me, Lord? We all get frustrated with our walk, and sometimes we all throw it up in the air and we're just like, come on, Lord, how much can I take already? Or something like that. We've all been to that point. Okay? We've all been to that point. But these people were kicking against the Lord and they were lusting after him continually. And when they complained, it displeased the Lord. We're supposed to be content in whatever position we're in or strive to be. We're not supposed to be complaining before the Lord, not as true servants, as saints of the Most High God. Go ahead and tell us where you're at. Continue, brother.
Verse 2.
Yes, sir.
And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, brother.
And he called the name of the place Deborah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them.
So now they were complaining. If this pleased the Lord, he kindled the fire, and he's burning them. And they cried unto Moses, the intercessor, and he prayed, and the Lord listened to Moses. Moses wasn't complaining. Moses never complained. You hear, when you're dealing with Moses, dealing with the Lord, you don't even hear him question. Sometimes you hear him bring it up. Well, Lord, you know, like what he's saying, all these people, Lord, they're not even mine. They didn't come out of my loins. What have I done, Lord, that you are grieving me with these people? He's asking. He's not complaining. When Moses got a little uppity, the Lord told him, speak to the rock, and he hit the rock, and he corrected the people. The Lord killed him for that. So we have to watch our attitude with the Lord. But notice what's coming up next. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also went up and said, who shall give us flesh to eat?
And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. I always told you, if it wasn't Israel, at least I believe if it wasn't Israel the Lord had chosen, it could have been the Hamite or the Gentile. It could have been anybody. We'd have been under the same situation with different nations. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 5. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. The cucumbers and the melon and the leek,
uh-huh,
and the onion and the garlic.
Go ahead.
But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes.
Go ahead, brother.
And this manna was, coriander seed, and the color thereof was the color of delium.
Uh huh.
And the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills or beat it with a mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was the taste of fresh oil.
Go ahead, brother.
And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it.
Uh-huh.
Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased.
Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly, and Moses was displeased. They're lusting, sisters and brothers. They forgot what it was like to be in bondage when they were getting beat up and smacked around. When they were going through the tribulation, they were crying to the Lord. Oh, Lord God, great God of Israel. They were probably, oh, we're your servants. We'll do anything. As soon as the Lord delivered them from that little bit of tribulation, first thing they do in the wilderness, they start building false gods because Moses went away for a few days. They start making all these false gods that they're praying through. These be the gods that brought you out of Egypt. Now they're crying about food. They don't remember when they were in slavery, when they were getting a smoke beat out of them. They don't remember those days. Because as human beings, sisters and brothers, we don't remember the pain and suffering from last week or the week before. Our situation gets better. It's like we forget where we came from. That's why the Lord says we have to guard and lead our hearts. So that way we don't fall to lusting. Tell us where you're at and continue, brother.
I finished verse 10.
You finished verse 10. Skip to 17 and continue.
And I will come down and talk with thee there. And I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear not thyself alone.
Uh-huh. So now, oh, my goodness, that little girl. I'm going to get her in a minute. Skip down to verse 30 and continue, brother. My little girl is having a hard night, sisters and brothers. So if you hear her in the background, that's nobody dying. That's just my little girl being a brat. Hopefully, Mommy's going to get that rod of correction going in a minute. Skip down to verse 30 and continue, brother.
And Moses got him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 omers. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp.
So now they're lusting after meat. They're crying. They don't have nothing to eat. The Lord's given them meat now. And watch, they're going to have so much meat, they're not going to know what to do with it. But they went lusting for this, and it was not pleasing in the eyes of God. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 33.
Uh-huh.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and continue.
And he killed the name of the place, or and he called the name of the place Kibroth Hattaava, because there buried the people that lusted.
So there we have the people lusting. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and brother, let's pick it up in verse 7. 10 and 7, go ahead.
Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Neither be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, that the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Let's go to Exodus, the 32nd chapter. Exodus, the 32nd chapter. Exodus 32. Exodus 32. And brother, let's pick it right up in verse 1. 32 and verse 1. Go ahead.
And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of them.
So the Lord just brought the nation of Israel and the strangers that believed him through all the plagues and curses and everything he put on Egypt, and they came out and they wanted to travel with Israel and serve this God. They get out into the wilderness, watching how the Lord just destroyed the great army of Egypt when he had them come over dry shot and had the waters come and drown the entire nation that was chasing after them, the entire army. And now they get out there, and Moses is up talking to the Lord. He's barely gone. Look what they start doing, man. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 2. Uh-huh. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earring, which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto them.
Uh-huh.
And all the people break off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron.
Go ahead, brother.
And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he made it a molten calf. After he made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
So they gave them earrings and everything, gave it to Aaron, and they made him fashion them a calf so that they could say, These are the gods. They're breaking down into idolatry, and they're praying to false gods already. They made a false god, they set it up, and they're praying to it, and they're bowing down to it. And they're over there, and they rose up to play, and they're over there eating and drinking and partying and reveling and having a good old time. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is the feast of the Lord.
Go ahead.
And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play.
See, it's just one big party. Go ahead, brother.
And the Lord said unto Moses, Go and get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people.
And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Moses is barely gone, and they're falling into idolatry. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Remember, sisters and brothers, this is all for our example. And you could always learn. You could learn from everybody. You can learn how to be, and you can learn how not to be. First Corinthians 10, brethren, let's pick it up at verse 8. 10 and 8, go ahead.
Neither let us commit fornication, and some of them committed and fell in one day 3,000 and 20,000.
Neither let us commit fornication, and some of them committed and fell in one day 3,000 and 20,000. Go to Numbers, the 25th chapter. Numbers, the 25th chapter. Numbers 25. Numbers 25. And brother, let's pick it up at verse 1. 25 and verse 1. Go ahead.
And Israel abode in Shittim. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab.
Uh-huh. Now the Lord said, when you go into the land, I don't want you letting your daughters and your sons marry the daughters and sons of the people in the land. Because what they're going to do is take them away from me. What's the first thing they do when they start clearing the land? They start committing whoredoms with the people of the land. Go ahead, brother.
And they called the people unto the sacrifice to their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods.
Uh-huh.
And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel.
And Israel joined himself in the worship of false gods, and it made the Lord a little angry. Go ahead, brother.
And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel.
And the Lord told Moses, I want you to take all the heads of the people and I want you to hang them. I want you to kill them in the sight of all of Israel. Go ahead, brother.
And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one of his men that were joined unto Baal Peor.
Uh-huh.
And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren of Midianitish.
Midianitish.
Oh,
that's okay.
Midianitish. Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
So you had an Israelite brother went out and got one of these Midianite women and brought him over and brought him into the tent. And you know, you could think all these brothers were going to have their way with this woman, and she was willing. And this is, as you know, this is fornication. When a married person sleeps with his spouse or her spouse, the Lord says that that bed is undefiled. But when a married person sleeps with someone other than their spouse, now it's adultery. When you have single people and they are not married, and they are going and they are sleeping with others that are not their spouse with no intent on marrying them, to be brief and to the point, that's called fornication. So when this brother brought this woman for them to have their way with her, they knew what was going to go down. And they did this right in the sight of Moses and everything. Continue reading, brother.
And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand.
So now Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest. So this is a priest under the order of Aaron. This is a lineage of the high priest. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 8. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly.
And he thrust them both. He went and he killed the woman and the man that brought the woman over. That was going to start this whoredom, this wickedness in God's eyes. Go ahead.
So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel.
So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. Go ahead, brother.
And those that died in the plague were 20,000 and 4,000.
And those that died in the plague were 20,000 and 4,000. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians 10. So in 1 Corinthians, it says 20,000 and 3,000. You take it back to Numbers, it says 24,000. We're not going to debate over 1,000. Are we going to straighten it a knife at a gnat, sisters and brothers? Absolutely not. 1 Corinthians 10, brother, and we're going to pick it up at verse 9. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 9. Go ahead.
Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed with serpents.
Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpents. All right, sisters and brothers. First, let's go take a look at Jesus. Let's go to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians 1. Colossians 1. And brother, pick it up in verse 12, 1 and 12. Go ahead.
Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
The Father has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light when we have been rectified. When our sins have been, all our past sins have been wiped away. When we have been justified by the shed blood of Christ Jesus. Then we were made good to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light or in righteousness. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
And he hath delivered us from the power of darkness of Satan and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Sins that are past. And we're not translated into the kingdom now, sisters and brothers. But if we keep going, if we endure, we've been put on that path to be translated into that kingdom. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God?
This is our Messiah, Christ Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the Father. Go ahead.
The firstborn of every creature.
And Christ Jesus is the firstborn of every creature because he's the first one to get that spiritual change that's ever been human. That's ever been flesh and blood. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 16.
By Christ Jesus, go ahead.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
And all things were created by Christ Jesus, and all things were created for Christ Jesus. So now it says that the Father is our invisible God. Let's go prove this. Let's go to John, the fifth chapter. Let's see what the invisible God means. John, the fifth chapter. Gospel of John, the fifth chapter. And, brother, let's pick it up in verse 37. John 5 and verse 37. Now, this is Christ Jesus talking here. John 5 and 37, brother. Go ahead. When you get there, go ahead and pick it up, brother. 5 and 37.
And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. Jesus talking about our Heavenly Father. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 38. And ye have not his word abiding in you, For whom he hath sent, him ye believe not.
Uh-huh.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And it is they that testify of me. Jesus told us, search the scriptures, because they testify of him. Let's look in one spot. Let's go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43.
I almost heard verse 43.
Isaiah 43. And brother, pick it up at verse 11, and we're going to skip. 43 in one verse. Verse 11. Go ahead.
I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior.
I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Who's the Savior?
Jesus.
Our Messiah, Christ Jesus. Skip to 15 and continue, brother.
I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Who created everything? The one known as the Word. What was his name in Revelation? The Word of God. And what was written on his thigh, a name that no man knew?
King
of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who's your King? Christ Jesus, our Messiah. Who's the Holy One? Who's the only one that's ever been in the flesh without sin? Our Messiah, Christ Jesus. That's why we can go upon that to that throne boldly in our time of need. Because our Messiah was tempted in all points like us, but yet was without sin. He's the Holy One of Israel, the Creator of Israel, our King. This is Christ Jesus. Let's go back to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians 1. And let's pick this up, brother, at verse 16. Colossians 1 and verse 16. Go ahead.
For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Uh-huh.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
That in all things Christ Jesus might have the preeminence. Go ahead, brother.
Verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
And it was done this way because it pleased the Father, and that in Christ Jesus should all fullness dwell. He was given all power in heaven and in earth, sisters and brothers. And it was him that they grieved in the wilderness. It was our Messiah, Christ Jesus, that was leading them through the wilderness with his angel, the spirit that he placed in the wilderness, to lead them and guide them. And they were disobedient. They were always kicking. And we know that everybody that was 20 years and older died in the wilderness. They were disobedient, so the Lord made them dwell in the wilderness. So all the people 20 years and older were dead because of their disobedience. Let's continue. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. And brother, pick it up at verse 9 again. 10 and verse 9.
Neither let us tempt Christ, some of them also tempted and were destroyed as serpents.
Verse 10.
Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed as the destroyer.
Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Let's go to Numbers, the 14th chapter. Numbers, the 14th chapter. And we just have a few more scriptures after this. Numbers 14. And this is one of them days. Neither one of us can find a book today. Numbers 14. Numbers 14. And pick it up in verse 1, brother. 14 and 1. Go ahead.
And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night.
Uh-huh.
And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or with God we had died in the wilderness. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto the land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt?
Well, that's a good question. They saw everything that the Lord had done for them, all that the Lord had done leading them up to this point. They're no longer in bondage. They're no longer mistreated. All they have to do is some simple things. Obedience to his voice. Sounds a lot like today, sisters and brothers. It's not that difficult. It's really not. When you put all the pagan junk to the side, which is so easy to do, the hardest part is between our ears and how we're supposed to treat each other. But to serve the Lord is not grievous, and it's for our good. When you take hold of these commandments, statutes, judgments, and laws, and you start abiding by them, the first place that changes is your house and your household. And yeah, when you live with somebody 24/7, especially when you got a big family, a lot of sons and daughters, yeah, you're going to have some contention. Absolutely. You're not going to do without it, living 24/7 together with somebody. But at the same time, you're going to have more peace in that household than you're going to have anywhere else that you venture as a servant of God, because that house is on the same page. And they really are trying to be loving and caring and kind to each other, even when the kids are screaming and yelling and bouncing their heads off the wall. There's still more love and care and concern within that family than there is in that world, because that family has got the precepts of our mighty God. It's got their standards, and they're trying and practicing, putting it into practice in all their affairs. And you can see the fruit in that even when you're struggling. You can see the fruit in that even when you're struggling. Tell us where you're at and continue, brother.
Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return in the evening.
Man, ain't that something? That's like me saying now, man, let me go back into all the crap that I used to do back in the day when I didn't know God. Man, the thought of that sends shivers up and down my spine. How many times I'm lucky to be alive, and whether or not it was time and chance or the hand of the Lord, I don't know, but I thank him daily for where I'm at today. Go ahead and continue, brother.
Verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed to search it is an exceeding good land.
Go ahead, brother.
As the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us. A land that which floweth with milk and honey.
A land that floweth with milk and honey. Now notice the two people that gave a good report, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Now, by everything that I can read, sisters and brothers, and I've looked and I've dug into this, it appears that Caleb and his brother Othniel are strangers. Strangers that were like swallowed up by one of the tribes of Israel. God's not a respecter of persons. What's good for one is good for the other. What's good for Israel is good for the stranger, and vice versa. The only reason you don't hear about the stranger getting his head beat every time you turn around is because Israel is the only nation the Lord ever knew. But you can rest assured that even the stranger that thinks he's getting away with something at the appointed time, he's got to stand behind or stand in front of his maker, rather. You done with verse 9, brother? Read verse 9 and we're going to skip.
Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defiance is departed. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not.
Skip down to verse 27 and continue, brother.
How long shall I bear with this evil congregation, which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against you.
They're murmuring, constantly murmuring against the Lord, and the Lord, he's going to put them down for that, brother. Sisters and brothers, go ahead.
Verse 30.
Yes, sir.
Doubtless ye shall not come up into this land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun.
Go ahead, brother.
But your little ones, which ye said should be brave, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bury your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness.
All because of always murmuring and complaining against the Lord, always crying and complaining, murmuring 24/7. Sisters and brothers, I'm going to give you one heck of a testimony when I get done with the next couple of scriptures. Are you done with verse 35, brother?
I haven't gotten the verse
35. Go ahead and continue then.
Verse 34.
Yes, sir.
After the number of the days in which he searched the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise.
You shall know my breach of promise. Because the Lord made a covenant, sisters and brothers. And all he said was, obey my voice. That includes not murmuring and whining and complaining all the time. One more verse, brother.
Verse 35. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil, unto all this evil congregation. They are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there shall they be.
Yes, sir. For murmuring, always crying and complaining against the Lord. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and we'll end it here. 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. Brother, pick it up in verse 12. 10 and 12. Go ahead.
Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth taketh heed lest he fall.
Therefore, let him that thinketh he standeth taketh heed lest he fall. Take heed, sisters and brothers. You think you got this thing figured out? Take heed. Pay attention. Go ahead, brother.
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
And there is no temptation that as you are going through now, sisters and brothers, that is not common to all men. Some people are able to handle the temptation that's grieving you. Some people, they might be right alongside you getting grieved by it. But the one thing we can't do, sisters and brothers, is we can't complain. We can't murmur. We can't point fingers at God, and we can't blame him. We've been giving examples. Given examples of the nation of Israel, along with a mixed multitude of strangers, on how they conducted themselves when the Lord brought them out of bondage, and he was giving them the land, the promised land, and he was going to go in there and clear the entire land out and give it to the nation of Israel and set them up as the greatest nation on this earth. But they complained and they cried and they whined and they always tempted him. Now, sisters and brothers, I'm done with this portion of the instruction, but I wanted to talk a little bit longer. I got a few more minutes because they didn't quite go an hour. And Brother Jeremy's going to get cut loose now. He's got a few things he needs to do. He's done reading, but I wanted to give you a little bit of a testimony tonight. Back in August of 2017, I lost my house in Lansing, Illinois. It was foreclosed upon. I got to a point where I could no longer work, where I had become to a point with my disabilities that I have physical disabilities, Crohn's, I've got degenerative disc disease, and I've got a left shoulder that needs to be replaced. My degenerative disc disease has progressed to a point where at times it's hard to even get out of bed in the morning. And I've gone through the whole gamut of disability. I filed back in 2016, lost the house in 2017. My family and I were homeless for a while. We got down to Stone Fort, Illinois. Brother Bob Farr, who has a congregation down in southern Illinois, took my family and I in. I lived with him for almost a year, and I got into state housing in Carrier Mills, Illinois. And that's where I'm at today, in Carrier Mills, Illinois. It's a nice little place. Not like state housing in the big cities where you're running for your life all the time. Excuse me. Long story short, November 28th of last year, I had a disability hearing in front of the judge in Carbondale, Illinois. And with everything going on and everything, I had not heard hide nor hair until just recently. But through it all, the day I'm sitting in the parking lot getting ready to go into the hearing, I prayed my last prayer about the Lord's verdict on my disability. And going to the post office to try to find out what had happened started off being a little grievous as time went on, but in prayer and meditation, the Lord, he just told me, don't worry about it. I got your back. And he put me at peace. He put me at ease. Through all of this, I never questioned him. I'm not saying I was perfect through all this, but I never questioned the Lord. And I always kept my faith and trust and could very well be in serious trouble if I didn't get this disability on this last hearing. But I was going with, Lord, whatever your will is, let it be done. And he kept me at peace. And lo and behold, I just heard I was granted full award. I was granted full disability. And now I'm just waiting for a month or two for the payments and the back pay to kick in.
Woo!
Sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Sisters and brothers. My point being.
Like James.
Like they're the darkest. You gotta just hang in there and keep your faith. Even like one of their brothers used to say, I'm hanging by a thread with a kung fu grip. Because the Lord will continue to pull you through everything, sisters and brothers. If this didn't go through, I could have very well been looking at actually being completely homeless in the woods. But I would have never lost my faith. And I can say that with assurance. Because leading all the way up to this, the past 3-4 years of not knowing where what was coming from next, not knowing where my food was coming from next, the Lord always provided. That scripture has always come to mind, and it will never leave my heart. I was young, and now I am old, and I have never seen a servant of God toward his seed begging for bread. So, sisters and brothers, our examples. I thank you for the opportunity to rightly divide God's word, and I hope somebody got something from these scriptures in my testimony.
You know,
Jesus, hallelujah.
You know, the spirit of yokes being broken, chains being broken,
mm-hmm.
You know, physically, spiritual, you know, the chains of this world. We don't want our names bound with this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Lord comes to destroy this world, we don't even want our name even attached to it. But there's some things that the Lord had placed in this world for our benefits. And I'm thanking the Father that he allowed you to find one of them things that he had left us to maintain your house. That's a blessing. And for him to allow, you know, he tells us that the heart of the judges or the king, now he said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord to turn it whithersoever he say fit. So when you said that will be done, it was a wrap because that what else was gonna be done?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That was just wonderful, man. And I'm overwhelmed, too, for real. And then the whole while, you know, going through the scriptures, you never know that David was going through what he was going through because he still kept the kingdom flowing. And we didn't know that you had that kind of hardship.
Nope.
You know, because of the way you keep the kingdom
going.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's a testimony on itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't about you and what you're going through. It's about the kingdom first.
That's right.
You know, that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for that witness.
Yeah.
You know, that's strength. That's character. You know, it don't take much for people to go, woe's me, but when you kingdom first and your concerns is not, you know, like my concerns is not yours and his concerns is not mine. My concerns is only his concerns. And he'll make a way anyway, out of any way. And here we are. Father's still moving, man. Well.
Amen. It's just like, you know, when, like he's saying, is it Matthew chapter 6, right?
Man,
On a daily basis, you and I, especially in the morning and before we go to bed, we read, we recite Matthew chapter 6 verses Is it 9 or something? 9. Let me just see. So we always say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, right? And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. So the majority of us say this prayer daily, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daily, right?
Yeah,
and we
daily.
Say, give us this day our daily bread, right? Okay. But we say, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So when we're praying every morning, you know, it could go two ways. You can say, Lord, thy will be done, and really truly mean that, like, not my will, Father, your will be done. Or we could pray this prayer every morning and say, and I forgive my debtors, you know, you can make it all about you. Like, Lord, I forgave this person, I did that, so please bless me. Today I won't, you know. Or you could say, Lord, I woke up today and your will be done, regardless of what goes on when I step out these doors. Your will be done, because I know you got me. And then you put on your armor, spiritual, right? You pray. You sing praises, worship him before you walk up to your sanctuary, and you go out into the world. And before you go out into the world, you say, Lord, I praise you. I trust you. I love you. You know what's going on. You know the desires of my heart. You know what's going on in my life, my family, whatever your circumstances. He knows. And, Lord, you also said that you're going to give me the desires of my heart. But at the same time, Father, I want you to clean me up, purge me, right? So every morning before you walk out of your sanctuary, your home, your dwelling place, wherever you're at, you keep him first because you woke up and he gave you another chance to have what? The breath of life. And it shouldn't be about you. It should be about him using you as a light, a candle, on top of a hill that cannot be hid. So if you trust in him like me and you were talking about today, babe, I'm like, babe, look at these people. They're sitting on the chair. It's not going to fall. They're using their brakes. They trust their brakes that they're going to stop at the stop sign or on the expressway. You know, we were just talking about all these things that man trusts. They're in the plane. They trust the plane is going to get them from point A to point B and it's not going to fall and crash in the sky. But where's our faith in the Father? You know? So, Brother Paul, that is an awesome testimony. Awesome. And like my husband said, nobody would have known. This is your testimony, but you kept the kingdom first.
Amen.
You kept his works first. You trusted in him regardless of all the little side, little conversation bar in your head, you know, the enemy trying to make you think a certain way. You still say, nope. Father, your will be done. Amen. And when you keep him first, when you truly keep the Father first, he said he would not leave his seed begging for bread. And he's not. He won't ever. Okay, Michael.
Well, there's mercy. No, this is Colossians 1. I wanted to read this before, you know, the night was over with. Okay, now, you know, you're not walk with God, right? Okay, now we all got to have that same testimony in order for us to receive the first resurrection. All of us got to have the same walk as Enoch.
How so?
Here it is. Watch this. This is Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord. That's what came. That's what Enoch did.
Walk worthy of the Lord.
That he pleased God.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Then he said this. He said, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So Enoch was, you know, he was learning more and more about who God was.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That was his primary.
Amen.
That was it. And how do you find out more about God? How do you even get close enough to him to reveal himself to you?
Amen.
How do you do it? Don't sin.
You walking with God. You can't walk with idols and God.
Don't sin.
No. Mm-hmm. And then it says, strengthen with all, watch this, strengthen, verse 11, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness.
Long-suffering with joyfulness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just being able to, you know, okay.
Endure.
Just being patient with other
right.
people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is first.
Amen.
You know. Be quick to listen. That's it.
Amen.
Yeah. Quick to listen. Okay, here it is. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So now we know Enoch is a saint.
Amen.
Watch this. Making us the same chance. Watch this, he says. And he said this, he says, in verse 13, and who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us unto the kingdom of his dear son. That's what he did with Enoch. We have the same translation if we walk with God.
Amen.
We have the same testimony.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
That's the Enoch walk.
Amen. So we heard about the Paul walk tonight, didn't we?
Yeah. How about that?
Amen.
Amen. Well, with all of that being said, so Brother Paul, Jeremy, great reading, man.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
He's getting better and better, yeah.
Great job. Any closing comments?
Amen.
No, we've been giving examples throughout this whole book. And you look at Israel, and you can see their obedience and their disobedience throughout their entire existence. When they did right in the eyes of the Lord, they were blessed. When they did evil in the eyes of the Lord, they were cursed or they were punished. And it's not just Israel, but it's all of you. Wisdom of Solomon, you've got the Psalms of David, you've got everything that the prophets and all their wisdom have written. For our example,
we have a choice.
Obey his voice.
Obey his voice.
With that, I will yield the mic,
God
willing.
I'll
be talking with you, sister and brother,
next
summit. Read the book.
Read the book.
Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, everybody want to say thank you for your time. And you can always hear the Fellowship of the Spirit here at the Sounds of Living Waters at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. And the lessons is just phenomenal, man. I mean, you are conscious stricken.
Yeah. Amen.
Period. Good for evil, you know, but. Well done. With that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Be back here again Wednesday night for the Nation of Peace and our brother, Nakomi Swanson, at 7 o'clock p.m. So until then, we would like to say to everyone that's listening, have a good week. And as we say here, at the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles. Amen.
Read a book.
Oh, my God.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.